with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios downtown Grand Rapids. And Shasta's in the house. And we've been talking a little bit of oils and vinegars and why stop now, right?
Right.
What's next?
Well, you know, one of the cool things about this show in particular and a lot of radio talk genres is the listener. You know, I listen to a ton of talk radio, too much. And it's a lot of times the listeners that call in and bring something up that the host just goes, wow, what a great idea. Well, this one comes from a guy named Dave Thomas, who's not the guy from Wendy's, but one of our listeners. This guy makes tons of sausage. He's a big smoker, you know. I think he lives out close to Lake Michigan somewhere, but Dave's a frequent pundit on our Facebook page and sends comments through our blog, thegrillingguys.com. You can actually leave comments and suggestions. And if you want us to leave and you do the show, we'll do that. This one is called Green Tomato Awesome. And it's for white bass, but you could do it for anything.
Okay, so this is a fish topper.
Green tomato and watermelon salsa.
Oh.
Yeah, so it, you know, he swears by it. The dude's got a really good sense of flavor. I mean, I've seen a lot of the stuff he makes. He's good, right? So this is pretty simple. It's on the Grilling Guys website. It's called Green Tomato and Watermelon Salsa. It's some chopped green tomatoes and some chopped red watermelon, some minced onion, and some jalapenos or serranos. It's got some cilantro, of course, lime juice, salt, olive oil. And what olive oil, Shasta, would we use?
Man, I would hit that with a Persian lime olive oil.
Okay.
My favorite.
Even though it's already got lime juice in it, what else would you use if you wanted to try and infuse?
Garlic. You could put a little bit of garlic in there. He's got a good profile going.
Don't want to mess it up.
Yeah. I think
Bob,
that
the guy sends you a recipe he says he likes, and we're immediately tearing it apart and putting more stuff in it.
You know I do that. But it says olive oil.
I would hit that with Persian
just
lime.
Just olive oil? Right. Do you sell just olive oil?
Of course we do.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Just olive oil?
Just olive oil, yeah. Yes.
Virgin, extra virgin olive oil.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, thanks so much, Dave, for that. This is something I got off the chef show. I've never had this version, but I've only had ceviche or ceviche once, and I was a little afraid of it because of who made it. So I was not involved.
Okay, that was my question.
No. No, but so this is something I want to kind of master, and this one is a Baja ceviche, and it calls for Gulf shrimp and mahi-mahi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking you could probably use another type of fresh shrimp, and it has to be fresh, and then instead of mahi-mahi, we're talking about whitefish. I mean, that's kind of the mahi-mahi of Lake Superior.
Okay.
Tastes very similar.
Okay.
Beautiful. It's slightly better, and mahi-mahi is pretty good. But so they're both white fish, and I think that's what you'd want for this recipe. But it also has red onion, cilantro, jalapenos, lime juice. This one has diced Roma tomatoes. And
that's like an accompaniment after you've got it cooked or marinated, if you will, in the acidic.
Well, yeah, if you stick with me here. So it also has carrots, mayo, avocado, yada, yada, yada. And so what we're going to do is we're going to
get that in 12-ounce jars at any store, that yada, yada, yada.
What we're going to do is we're going to dice up the shrimp and the mahi-mahi.
Let them go. Just let them go.
We're going to soak them in the lime juice for 5 minutes. That will cook the fish.
Okay.
pure lime juice.
Just pure lime juice.
Yeah. Now,
are you
acid.
Juicing the limes? Or
yeah.
You're juicing limes.
Okay. Well, think
so you
about
get the
it.
Big seedless limes.
Yeah.
You juice them with a spoon, or if you have a juicer, use that.
Mm-hmm.
But
completely submerged, though. 5 minutes.
Yeah. So you're going to make a mess of this juice up. And then in the blender, I'm sorry, hold on, babe. We're going to mix salt, tomato, jalapenos. I'm sorry. In the blender, we're going to mix eggs, lime, jalapeno, cilantro. That'll make our aioli. And then we're going to chop up salt, onion, tomato, jalapenos, and oil. And we're going to throw that fish mixture, once we drain the lime juice off it, we're going to throw that in there. And we're going to fry up some tortilla shells. We're going to put the ceviche down, and then we're going to hit it with some aioli. And then that's when you get your edible flowers out.
Yeah,
and cilantro.
Right.
And you dress it up. You dress it up like a streetwalker.
A pretty purple flower right on top.
This would be a good point to let you know that you can download these segments at any time if you want. If you had a little bit of a problem following that recipe.
So another thing to think about, too, is this sounds like a little bit more creamy of a ceviche because of the aioli that you make. But if you're in Mexico or if you're in some of the regions where ceviche is very common, mm-hmm. They will make it for you right on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll squeeze the lime right on top, and bam. I mean, it is
well,
fresh and raw.
Well, the aioli is just a topper.
Sure.
So it's tasty and it's
probably
pretty,
delicious.
And it's the Baja thing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But the gist of it all is there's no heat in cooking. This is a chemical cooking. The acidity of the lime juice is almost curing the fish. And it's that 4 or 5 minutes. You don't want to go too long, right? Because
right.
it's going to break down.
It'll get mushy.
And it'll get mushy on you. So
yep.
I'm now by no means an expert, but I've read a little bit about it. And that's what I understood it to be.
He's not an expert, but he plays one on the radio.
Right.
Oh.
Right. It's a visual thing. Right?
And you're watching the chef show, Bob. So.
Yeah. I was thinking there's another four-letter word other than chef that he's watching, but maybe not. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
You have a.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I can't say it on the
about
radio.
That.
Right. So we have to cover some chutneys and stuff, but. Have you ever made ceviche?
Yes, I have.
You have? And what'd you use?
Shrimp. Just use shrimp, the red onion, a little bit of tomato. You're almost making a pico de gallo to start, which
right.
is your red onion, your tomato, your lime juice.
And that's what you're going to put the cured fish in once.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm curious. Does the tomato and onion go in the curing process, or are they put on the
I put them all in together.
That's what I thought.
And I mix them all at the same time because really. When you're making it fresh like that, you want to eat it as
right
fresh
away.
As you,
you
can.
You don't have
yeah.
to throw – where I'm going is you don't throw the marinade away. The curing process in there, whatever happens in there and the juices that come out are edible.
Right.
Right? I mean, so you don't have to, like, throw that stuff out and then make another recipe.
Yeah, I'm just saying this gentleman from Las Vegas, when he makes it in his restaurant, they do just the seafood – and then they drain that lime juice off with all those impurities in it. And then they put fresh mm-hmm. Limes on it when they mix it with the vegetables.
Yeah, that's probably delicious,
so,
too. Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
I don't know
yeah.
if there's all those. I'd be curious to understand what impurities are in there. Because you were going to eat the shrimp. You just put it in there and cooked it a little bit.
Whatever is extracted from the fish in that acid process.
Mm.
That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert at this, so I don't really understand how all that works.
Yep.
But sounds logical, though, I think, right?
Well, I am bound and determined to try it because Bob Dubisky, our buddy Bob, gave me some of this frozen ceviche mix, and I lost it when my freezer went down.
Shoot.
But I saw it in a package, and it was all sorts of fish. It looked like maybe crab.
Oh, the fish product
the
that you could use
product.
For the.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
and I'm looking at it, and I was afraid of it, to be honest with you.
Right.
And then once it thawed, I'm like, yeah, I'm chucking it. Cats loved it.
but, oh, boy.
But I see it in Meijer right now. They sell it frozen like that. So you could actually use a mix like that. Worries me is it's from China. And I don't buy food from China.
Yeah.
And they've got like over half of our shrimp market now. So
right.
Make sure you buy American shrimp when you buy that stuff. Those people, they're not. Yeah.
All right. We're going to cover a little chutney when we come back with you, and maybe some fancy grilled fish. Stick with us. We'll be back.